Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Because we're on so many digital formats, from our podcast service to our radio networks, please share these shows. The guests that we bring on, we select them very, very carefully because we respect the information they provide. I know you do too, or you wouldn't be listening. But let's bring in the great unwashed, because we need to raise awareness quickly to bring a critical mass to things, so at least we can organize against what's being done to us. So please share this far and wide. Our guest is Stephen Bannoun, and you all know who he is, and we're going to tell you more about Stephen here in just a second, but I got to take care of some business, but it's important business. They're the sponsors for the show, but more importantly, ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned that you have two essential elements in your life in abundance as we enter into an age of deprivation. Over 110 food processing plants have been destroyed. Our water is being contaminated through so-called accidents. Yeah, you heard the right. And I believe our food and water supply are in peril because certain people want to make us dependent on them to bend us to their will. And if they kill a few people along the way, well, so much the better for them. So let's talk about storable food real quick. My Patriot Supply has been a leader in the industry. They are number one in the industry right now. They're one of the few that has not sold out to the government. They want to bring you the food for as long as they are able to do so. And there will be a shelf life on that, no pun intended. So I would encourage you to get as much storable food as you can. People say, Dave, how much? Our experts used to say 6 months, and then it was 2 years. I don't think we can put a number on it today. I think you get as much as you can get. And I like to go with My Patriot Supply because they balance the load. In other words, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. If you buy from a grocery store on sale, you're going to get too much of the same thing. You'll habituate to eating the same thing and actually stop eating. So I would take a long look at My Patriot Supply. They have great specials available at foodwithdave.com. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, as I said. Don't put this off, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how much time we have because I feel that Art Bell's old phrase, the quickening, is coming into play. So that's foodwithdave.com. And if you have food, you darn well better have the water. And I was just on a panel discussion with our guest, Stephen Bannoun, on the John Moore Show. And we talked about one of the purposes that we believe that the Chinese balloon flew over America was to look at our power grid. How much is above, how much is below ground, for purposes of taking it out when the war with Ukraine begins. And it was, I think it's a logical hypothesis. And I'm just telling you right now, if the grid goes down, you're going to have trouble getting water. You'll be scavenging. Now, there's good water sources, but can you drink that water? Well, if you have the Alexa Pure Pro water filter, you can. And we publish the research at waterwithdave.com. And what I mean by publish the research, we take scientific data that shows you this is the number one water filtration system. Now, nothing is 100%, but this is pretty close. It's a 99.4. We can get the stuff out. And you'll see that data when you go there. There's also a special, but supplies are limited. That's not a sales tactic, people. I'm telling you. Supplies are limited. They manufacture so much at a time, they don't overproduce on purpose. And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you better listen to what I'm saying about the food and water. You get the food with foodwithdave.com. You get the water with waterwithdave.com. And I'm imploring you to do this. And even if you don't buy from us, that's fine. But please, please, please take care of your family needs. Well, Stephen Bannoun, we know he's an expert in intelligence affairs, and we'll explore his background a little bit here when we bring him on. But he has a unique insight across multiple fronts. I've had the pleasure of being on his show, and now he's returning the favor very kindly by coming on the Common Sense Show. And Stephen, let me welcome you to the show, and we really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, Dave, very much. I appreciate it. And I have to definitely get you back on Israeli News Live. It, for me, it's not even returning a favor. It's just the fact of the information that you give is to me, is vital at this time we're in.
Yeah, something that we brought up on the roundtable today before you joined us, and I wanted to get your reaction to this. I have to be vague because I have people that have told me this that are very nervous, and I never betray a source when asked not to. And one of these people are very close to me. I've known for decades. The other person is someone who I've had interaction with and has given me good, reliable information. And I asked him about, well, how do you feel about Milley and the treason and the Joint Chiefs? And they appear to be controlled by China and other interests, but they're not serving America's military interests. They're more interested in woke than they are in defending us. And the answer I got from both people, unrelated to each other, they don't know each other, and they're in different, they were in different service branches. They're not, are now separated. And they both said the same thing. At base commanders and the second level down in the Pentagon, there are private discussions being held about how to defend the country against the Chinese invasion, even though the Joint Chiefs are compromised. Do you have any information on that at all?
I do to some degree. And Dave, before I actually answer that, can I just say one thing, because you mentioned to your listeners about the water and getting the filtration system, and I just, for me, this is not to be in the sales market myself, but I want to just really join my voice with Dave's voice on this issue about filtration system for water, and of course the food supply just as important. And the reason why I tell you this is because, Dave, Pentagon and Washington, they have been stocking up on just water, bottled water and things like that themselves, because they know what's coming. And whether or not that's self-inflicted, which I do know that that's part of it, but or like you mentioned, the power grid, can't get your water out of the ground. And believe me, you might have city water, but if that water doesn't come to you because their pumps can't work, it's going to create a major problem. So a filtration system, like you're talking about, if you had to go get the water out of the creek or whatever, I really can't stress enough for your listeners to seriously take that to heart. If you have the means to do so, please take it to heart, because it's going to get real serious.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. But I feel convicted in my soul to issue these warnings, because some of us will be prepared, but likely will be underprepared. And they're not going to be able to help people that come to the door. In fact, actually, those people could be met with hostility, if not the reverse. And so I'm just saying, right now, stay out of harm's way. And you need to be preparing like there's no tomorrow, and resources aren't there. I can't stress that enough. I like to say guns, gold, God, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. And that's just kind of the first primer. And I just say, take care of those needs, folks. Really, please take care of these needs. The planned destruction of America is underway. And all I got to do is say one word, Ohio.
Yes, yes. And maybe we'll go into that issue, too, a little bit later. Going though, to the question that you mentioned about China and the military, it is the Joint Chiefs. There is, I'll put it like this. I have direct connections with the Joint Chiefs because of knowing the advisors on the Joint Chiefs. And one of the big problems there is fear. The Joint Chiefs are compromised for one part, only in one part, because of fear of pensions and things of that nature. Yes. There. When Obama was president, we saw what he did in firing a bunch of high-ranking commanders. And quite frankly, we don't have the days of General Patton any longer. In fact, I was in my briefing I was in this week, we brought up General Patton. And one of the things that caused the change even with him was when he was dealing with the soldier that was, you know, had cowered out. He was afraid. He didn't want to go back, you know, and, you know, General Patton puts the guy back on the front lines. And he really took a lot of heat for that. And that's what really caused, as I was told, the demise of the courage of generals to make strong stands any longer. And so at this point now, they're afraid, like, if they push Biden the wrong way, Biden's going to fire them. They're going to lose their pension and everything they've ever worked all these years to get. So they're not willing to make the stand any longer. Not to mention, as you said there too, Dave, is that, you know, we have the compromise with China. And I'll tell you what that compromise is, something that not many people know about. Back when I was working with intelligence community, it was from 1983 to 1991, and I was a low-ranking guy in the intelligence community, but the thing was there was so much going on I had no idea about, but we were dealing with Nicaragua, and it wasn't just about, you know, overthrowing a nation, but it was really about the control of drugs coming into this country and making sure that the cartel was paying their dues. And then, of course, all these politicians got involved in that, Dave. And so many got involved. The corruption was unbelievable. I knew some of those politicians personally because we would go to meetings. You know, the CIA was going in there meeting with governors and senators and things like that. And I didn't know at the time that that's what that was about. But, you know, later in life, I began to put the pieces together based on who got silenced, etc. Well, China took advantage of that. And over the course of the years, China began to really work with the cartel, giving them money, just giving them money, in exchange for the information. They wanted the dirt on the American politicians that were getting kickbacks from all the drug money coming into the United States. And then what they did, Dave, they went in there and they blackmailed those politicians. And I can give you a case in point of one that I know of personally, and that is, we'll just say, he had a lot to do with what went wrong in the elections in Georgia. His family was heavily involved with Georgia Power, and they were heavily involved in money laundering, drug money that came up from the South there. So it was a very well lubricated system there. Well, the Chinese got a hold of that family there and, of course, exposed their hand and their corruption. And then what they do is they make sure then they steer political movements and agendas in this country based on that. That's why you see Biden and them so controlled by China interest, etc. So at that point, I would say that even in the case of military commanders, there's still compromises. And I don't know any specifics in that particular area, but I can only imagine if we're dealing with it from the political side, we're also dealing with it from the military side, too, of who's controlled and what dirt do they have on who and how they're able to control them.
Well, that's... It's a story I don't find surprising at all, but it's so disturbing to America. The American mindset drastically needs to shift, and I speak from personal experience because I certainly wasn't born with this knowledge. But let me just give you a symbolic event, I think, to really encapsulate how we've been betrayed. Biden won't go to Ohio. They're denying funds. But he takes $500 million to a dictator who's corrupt as hell. We're paying for their pensions, but they won't even pay to test the water in East Palestine, Ohio, even though there's some public pressure. It's almost like Biden knows most of you are dead already. You don't matter to me. That's how I see this. I mean, is this a correct way to look at the ruling establishment right now?
Well, there's a couple of things I think that are interesting. I don't find it a coincidence that even the name of the town has been chosen the way it is. Could that be symbolic to us in regards to that? But one of the things that that happened in Washington, D.C. Not too long ago, and this is actually related even to the situation in Ohio, was we had this gentleman rush into a medical facility screaming that the CIA was out to kill him. In the process of this, of course, he was trying to get in touch with the FBI to save his life. And he claimed that when they would be crossing the southern border, they would be detained. That and this was the illegal immigrants coming in, that they would come in to them and they would look for military fighting style type of people, or you know strong enough to be able to do that, and then they would separate those people out, bring them into a room, and offer them, they would get some sort of asylum if they would be willing to participate in a program. Then, if they were willing to participate in the program, they were bused up to Washington. Langley would take over the operation at that point there, and they began to do very much like the Manchurian Candidate movie. They were using mind altering types of whether it be frequencies or drugs. And I do know that we have the ability to do this with frequency versus drugs now, but they were being groomed and prepared, according to this man here, to actually launch an attack on America internally come the end of this year. Now, I have since, I heard about this when it actually happened. The FBI did release the report. I was aware of that report. And or the details, I should say, I'm aware of the details of that report that did confirm that indeed that this man was verifiable, and that we've got that type of plot going on in the country. Now, I said this goes back to Ohio, because if you'll notice too, Dave, some of the things that's been popped up in the public domain is that they've also been discovering pipe bombs on railroad tracks since this incident has taken place. So I asked, is there, with the derailment, is there something going on with these pipe bombs as well? And there was a big hesitancy in the answering of that question. So then I reworded it. I said, well, let's go back to the situation with the event that took place in D.C. with this migrant that made the claims that he was in a secret program training these migrants to be able to wage a war to destabilize our nation here at the end of the year. I said, would it be along that line? And he said, now you are definitely on the mark. So what this is, and the reason why Biden is not doing anything about Ohio is because it's a systematic collapse of our nation. And because we're such a huge nation and we have such a patriotic base in this nation and we are an armed nation, it is very difficult to collapse it. And at the same time, the Chinese, they don't want this country really nuked because it's going to be one of the few countries that survive the upcoming climatic events of the earth. And so therefore, farming abilities, things like that, and the way we have ran our agricultural system, they don't want that contaminated either. So they're trying to bring this nation to its knees as part of this New World Order agenda, Dave, and that's what really is going on.
Yeah, I totally see what you're talking about, and I've talked about it on my own show quite often. I totally agree. Is Biden under the direct control of the WEF? And the reason I bring that up is he used a lot of their phraseology in the campaign of 2020, such as build back better. And I thought, what the hell are you talking about, build back better? What's there to build back? We've got a good economy, and we've hit a bump with a virus. At that time, we didn't know how bad it was going to be in terms of the lockdowns.
Dave, let me ask you this in answering that. So I know how to word things here. Does this program air on YouTube as well?
No, I wouldn't dare put this on YouTube.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure. I didn't want you to get whacked out.
I know where you're going with that question. I appreciate your concern. And no, we're on censorship-free modalities with this show.
Okay, great. All right, in answering that, I would have to say yes. But let me tell you one of the reasons why. There was an article. In fact, I'm writing my third book. It takes me forever to write a book, but I'm working on my third one now, and I'm really trying to get a little bit more serious about it. And in there, and I just happen to have the page open, so it's kind of interesting that you make this statement here. I wrote in there, I was quoting an article. It says, in one article published by James Hill, MD, so he's a medical doctor, James Hill, he exposed the conspiracy of the late Dr. Zev Zelenko in his article entitled Dr. Zelenko Claims You Must Choose Either COVID Tyranny or Noahide Laws. And Dave, I don't know how familiar your listeners are with Noahide Laws, but this is what every president since, I guess, Jimmy Carter have signed, and it's law 104, what is it, 104, either 102-14 or 104-14, I forget which one, I think it's 102. -14, and they appear to be face value like the Ten Commandments, but there's what we call 100 sublaws. And in there, they call for capital punishment for beheading of those that violate those laws. So in relation to what you're saying here, is Biden under the control of the WHE or WHO? I would say yes, because they kind of run hand in hand. It's almost like the conspiracy is to, and of course, it's not just the fact that they brought out this plandemic and then come up with the answer to it, you know, as far as their jab or whatever you want to call it there. But ultimately, then they're going to revert back and they're going to say that, you know, well, we could fix the world's problems by adding these Noahide laws in there as well, which is a global agenda that people don't even know about yet, or they don't know as much about. So Biden is definitely, I mean, I know he's controlled anyway, as I've been told many times, there's five men that actually run our nation and they have nothing to do with the president. He's only the figurehead. So whatever president is in, you either go by what the elite are saying and doing, or they replace you. In fact, they actually asked for Biden to step aside and let Kamala Harris take over, let her run out the rest of the tenure. And, you know, of course, he does have dementia. So, no, he refused. And so now they're talking about what are they going to do to bring him out of the office anyway.
Well, Stephen, that's easy. 25th Amendment.
Well, I actually wondered about that, and they could, and that may be the route they go. I don't know what they're doing to keep him pumped up and making him appear as if he's not got dementia, but I do know the people close to him.
I was watching his Ukraine speech when he gave away our money to Ukrainian pensions, and I don't know if you noticed his eyes. I've never seen eyes like that before. And if you haven't seen it, I'd encourage you to go see the brief speech he made in Kiev when he promised pension relief for the Ukrainians. But his eyes, I won't say they're satanic. I just looked at him and I said, I've never seen anything like that. He is not well. There is something that's causing physical side effects with him that I've noticed too. He's got little twitches. And I mean, you know, I wonder how long he's even going to live.
Well, that's been, I know that there's been a lot of touch and go for him on that issue as well. You know, of course, he's contracted COVID and stuff like that. And I was actually been told he didn't take a placebo. He took the real deal. I was told that they said he's that messed up in the head that he believed it was a good thing to do. But then here comes the bombshell, though, right? Dave, I'm connected also with, you know, I say connected just as far as, you know, friends inside Israeli intelligence. And we've got one intelligence officer over there. He's like 76 years old. He's dying with cancer. He figures he's got less than a year to live. He comes out recently, and of course, it's not public now. This is only within the circle of intelligence people. And he's saying that Biden is not really the true Biden that people think he is. He said that he's actually, and I don't know if it was a clone or not. I know if, you know, one of my friends in Washington knows Biden personally. He's had to work with him when he's under Obama. So I did bring this up to him. But he's saying that Biden was actually taken out several years back. And he was talking about that Hunter Biden was in some type of witness protection program. And, that, you know, I mean, all kinds of crazy stuff. I don't even know what to think about it, Dave. But when you mentioned this thing about eyes, I'm wondering, could there be some truth to this? I don't even know.
Well, I know John Moore believes it's true. He believes that there's a Biden double. I'm not in a position to speak to the accuracy of that.
I do know that that happens, and I'll tell you how I know, Dave. I mean, yeah. I've been to Dulce. Dulce is our secret base that we have there, not as secret as the one we have up in Utah, but it is where we have clones. Clones are real. I do know that Bill Clinton is a clone. A lot of people don't even know that. Clinton died when he was in office. He volunteered. Him and Hillary volunteered to do what they called something that had never been done before. They wanted to do what they called a soul transference. And now I don't know this firsthand. It's secondhand for me, but his advisor at that time, very close friend of mine, we've been friends for many, many years, He said, Steve, I would have never believed this. He said, but I do. He said, I knew that he was dying. He said, this was very top secret things that were going on. He said, we put a makeshift hospital above the library in Chicago. And he said, and they took Clinton in. He said, they'd already made a clone for him. And he said, it ended up being what we called a success. And he said, you'd have to know Clinton. He said, I worked with the man for 8 years. He said, I knew him very, very well. He said, he was definitely different. He said, and the very guy that turned him in for impeachment, his own best friend at the time, he said, Clinton hated him for what he did. He said, but after that soul transference, and he said, and put him into this clone body, he said, it's like he never did anything wrong. He said, why? Because they can program that clone to some degree. And I said, well, I guess Hillary made sure he was programmed not to be chasing Monica Lewinsky anymore. So, so, I mean, for whatever it's worth, that type of technology allegedly exists. And, so it's weird. I don't know what to think of it, but it's really weird.
Well, I've got an interesting addendum to that. I've got a very good friend named Vance Davis, former NSA, assigned to NATO, and I met a guy that managed his project, Senior Master Sergeant Bob Dean, who was a senior non-com in NATO at one time, and I've talked to both of them, and I've talked to Vance a lot. He's been on my show a lot. Here's what he was told in his initial training. He was told bad guys, and I'm paraphrasing, bad guys and good guys fought out in the universe. They didn't make a lot of biblical reference. The bad guys lost and were cast here. Okay, so that would be, obviously, the fallen angels and Genesis 6. And then Vance went on to tell me that he was told in his training that they tried to learn how to capture the human soul, but they did not succeed in this, and so they decided to morph human beings. Now, Vance told me this in 1992. He learned this in the late 80s. And what's interesting is he's talking about transhumanism almost a decade before the term even came into vogue. And he didn't use that term, but he described what they wanted to do in lieu of taking the soul very accurately. And Bob Dean, we'd had some private briefings with specialized people. I mean, this wasn't for public consumption. This is before I was in the media. And what Bob Dean said was, Vance is exactly right. And he even went on to say, we have cataloged two dozen different entities of alien origin. But he did say privately, he says, Dave, I might agree with your father. My father thought that they were demonic impersonators, and it was all part of a ruse to be brought in through something like Project Bluebeam. Do you want to comment on that?
You know, Dave, that's something I'd love to have you on the program to talk about as well, is some of the contacts, the sources, and even with what your dad had mentioned as well. It's interesting. In fact, a friend of mine is an attorney here in Tennessee. He's really deep into the research of this, part of some organization that researches it as well, and tends to lean more towards the side of what your father spoke about. And when I got asked to consult, and when I say consult, it's a voluntary basis. I refuse to go on a payroll to do this because I don't want to be controlled by anyone. But when I had, government agencies wanting my input from ancient documents about different things that happened in the past, this gave me an insight to learn more about what our government knows because of being connected to people that are on what we call the Secret Space Force, the part that we don't make public. NASA is our public image. We have a secret space force, and in that, we have our own spaceships. I know we have 20. We have, of course, we have also a big one that's about a mile long, that type thing. That's actually an international project, by the way, too. And we're very closely connected to Russia on that. So that's why even these wars are kind of like for public consumption. They're not quite what people think they are. But going back to the entity side of this, one of the things that has been expressed to me is that we have multiple types of entities. And in reality, the gentleman that I know that's a part of this has always told me, he said that You know, Steve, he said, I don't agree with most people. He said, in my opinion, he said that everyone are evil. He said, and you are dealing. And this is a Christian man. He says, we're dealing. He said, I don't look in terms of what I did initially as a Orthodox Baptist believer. He said, because I've seen so much in my life now. I know how much is hidden from us. I know, he says, even like when I worked with the fall, the collapse of the Soviet Union, he said, I was very much involved. He said, I had to be at the Vatican. I was dealing with the highest ranking archbishops. I've been to the catacombs. I've seen all kinds of things and technologies and stuff that they have that just blows you away. But he said, there is more than one type of entity. You do have some that are just spiritual. It's like demons that possess bodies and things like that. We actually have instruments where we can tell, in this case here, Dave, you got people that are atheists that are part of these programs, more atheists than you have believers, that even for them, it challenges them being atheists because they can detect an evil spirit going into a human body and taking over that human body. Now they call it energy. But then we also have the ones that have created bodies for themselves to live in. And even like what you said, it is true, they have always wanted to capture the human soul. We are, and I think this is so important why Jesus came. When we look at the word redemption, that redemption is to bring you back from where you once were. So we got trapped here somehow or another. Our souls got trapped here, and the redemption process with him was to restore us back before this fall took place and we had all these demonic entities that were thrown down here. But we have both physical, we have entities that are in physical beings. And in fact, this is one of the reasons why we started the Clone Project. That's how evil it gets. The Clone Project was started in order to create bodies for these evil entities to actually have a body they could live in. Now they're actually going to the idea of, can they put their spirits into an AI body, or in this case here, robots, because we have, people have no idea, Dave, how advanced we are in robotics. Because of reverse engineering of alien technology, things like that, and also with the help of these entities, we have created artificial bodies that look human, that are more agile than human. And they figure, of course, the lifespan of these type of entities that have been created are just unbelievably long. And so now they're trying to figure out how to put souls or demonic spirits into those bodies.
I think they can do the spirits. I question whether or not they can do the souls. The consensus...
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
Vance was actually part of a group, and it's been mislabeled in the media. Forget anything you've ever seen in the media about the Gulfbreeze 7. Vance and who will become his future wife at the time, and five other people, were tasked with doing Ouija boards and all this demonic, satanic calling up. And this is why, one of the reasons I think my dad's belief is substantiated, because Vance was talking about the same thing my dad was worried about. And Vance and his group, they deserted. They said, we're not doing this. And they scattered through back into the United States from Germany when they were assigned to NATO. And they were all captured. They were held in solitary confinement, separate from each other. And they're lucky there wasn't the NDAA and witnesses that knew what happened to them, because it was just during H.W. Bush. And H.W. Bush will eventually order them released, and with very strong orders not to talk. Vance didn't listen, and neither did his wife. So I look at this, and I'm just saying, everything that you just mentioned, I've been down this path before with both my father. And I don't know if I told you this before or not, but my father was tasked with reverse engineering, theoretically, some of the German advances in quantum physics. And this would have been late 50s, early 60s, when he just left the Navy. And he was assigned to that by an admiral who he was on the ship with when they put the first nukes on the first aircraft carrier of the Navy. And they sailed around South America to do it, to escape Russian detection. And he did a good job of rewiring the CIC, and so they said, we want you to do this when you retire. And they retired him 6 months early to do this work. And that's how I came into contact with Vance. I heard him on Art Bell, the very first time I ever listened to it. And I reached out to Art Bell people and said, I need to get in contact with him. And then some guy who was ex-CIA who had kind of turned code on them contacted me to check me out. And I said, well, I can't talk publicly because if I do, my mom will lose my dad's Navy pension. Because my dad was gone by that time. And then eventually they thought I was okay, and I became friends with Vance, and the rest, as they say, is history. And this is why I've come across this as kind of a spiritual notion. And when you talk about cloning and transferring of spirits and stuff, I've been down this road before, 30 years ago with Vance Davis and Bob Dean.
That is fascinating, Dave, because, you know, there's so much that I'm trying to wrap my own head around, you know, this going on in the world. And clearly, you know, it is a demonic agenda, no matter which way you go. And like you said, I don't believe either that they have the capability of being able to capture the human soul. You know, that is one of their... that drives them crazy. But I do know one thing, though. These entities love to be able to get a hold of a human body that's already got a soul in it, which kind of brings me to another thought I'll throw out there, too. And this is kind of really going into a crazy world here. But one of the German scientists that I know, he's actually been working on the COVID vaccine project for the government in Germany, and he said they had had several NDEs, you know, the near-death experience of people that have been vaccinated, and he said one thing that they discovered in common amongst those that were vaccinated that had died, he said the ones that had came back, he said they all told a very similar story. That they were, that if they took the third vaccine, they were basically going into a contractual agreement in another realm that would allow these entities, these spirit entities, to take control of their body when they got the third, you know, the third shot, or the, I guess that'd be the second booster. And he said they were, when they would come back, like in other words, the shot killed them, and so they, but they revived them. They would come back and they were freaking out saying this. He said, and they didn't, you know, the scientist that I knew, he said, for him, it was like, wow. You know, he said, you know, it'd be one thing if you just have one tell you this. He said, but we've got case after case of these people with the same story. He said, there's got to be something to it then, Steve. You just don't have people having near-death experience with the same type of experience talking about that they're making some kind of an agreement on a spiritual level. And he said, it's not that they lose their soul or anything. He said, that's not the way they took it, but it was basically they become a host because of this shot. They become a host for spirits to live in there. So is there something in this vaccine that gives that more of an ability to do that or something? I don't know the answer to that, but it's just things are getting stranger and stranger, Dave, as we go.
Well, I've interviewed her several times on our TV show, a former FEMA official, and she contends the DNA changing opens up pathways to the soul and can allow for entities to enter in. And she's of the belief that once you go far enough with this booster situation, that your redemption with the Lord upon your death is impossible because you've been changed too much. You are no longer a human being.
Wow. That would be a scary thing to think about. I do know that, I've seen a lot of people that talk about Mark of the Beast, things like that. I generally never have gone down that particular one. I don't know what to think about it. But I know that there's so many people though that do have regrets. Just, even like the Dr. Shapira, who headed the entire program in Israel, he had three shots himself, and he came out publicly. They fired him because he came out publicly and he says all three were mistakes. He said the largest experiment we have ever done was to allow Pfizer to come into our country and do these vaccines in Israel. He said, we have our cancer rates are up 10,000%. I'm like, you gotta be. And I learned a lot of this because, you know, John Moore was asking me, Steve, you know, you've got a lot of contacts in Israel. Can you do some research and find out things about the vaccine there? And so, you know, we've been dealing with that. And then, of course, you've got, too, this element of what's going on in Israel now, which my wife wrote an amazing article on that on our website, IsraeliNewsLive.org, there about the situation that Netanyahu is doing right now that basically is creating a theocracy. But it's still, how do you say this, Dave? You've got a minority that is trying to pull certain strings. And to me, it's a globalist agenda. It still comes down to a globalist agenda. And, you know, right down to the vaccine in Israel. And because of my contacts to the intelligence community in Israel, you know, even they are freaking out over what has been allowed in the country. In fact, one of them, his wife, her sister is the head of the children's hospital in Israel. And so, you know, the experimentation that has been done. And of course, now there were a lot of people that got placebos as well. But it's trying to get to the bottom of why. Why are they doing this? And I really feel like it comes back down to this demonic entity control in the country. I mean, Dave, you mentioned, I think it was on John's program today, about the possibility of two DNA type of lines. In other words, two like totally different types of entities. I'm almost persuaded of the same, and even from ancient documents. I mean, you look at the Dead Sea Scrolls, they talk about the sons of light and the sons of darkness. That's not just, by the way, a spiritual thing. And the reason I say that is because and even though I know Rabbi Tovia Singer, I've known him for many years, not like in person, but we've corresponded over the years. But I have strong disagreements with him because he mocks Paul of the Bible, saying when Paul said seats, plural, there's no such thing. But yet it is such a thing. It is true. It is written that way. And it's also written in the Dead Sea Scrolls. And the reason I bring that up, because when the Dead Sea Scrolls talk about what happened over in Babylon when the Jews were in captivity, it literally talks about a DNA convergence that they did. And this was like a major sin that happened with Judah, that they mixed their DNA with this other, and it literally was considered to be the Nephilim race.
Yes, exactly.
So there has to be a two DNA strand on this earth, which Nephilim, as you already know as well, Dave, that's your fallen angels. That's where that comes from. And oddly enough, I just got sent today in my email a statue, and they were asking me, because my wife speaks fluent Russian. She's not from Russia. She's from Czechoslovakia. But when they were under communism, she was forced to have to learn Russian. She was very good at it. But she did confirm what it said in the video there. They found this statue of a fallen angel that was found in a cave inside of Russia. And it's just the creepiest thing you would ever see. And I remember I did a video years ago, became very, very well known, well over 1 million views. And I've called it The Fallen Angels in Prison in Antarctica. So yeah. Anyway, I
think you're right on the money, though. No, here. This is good. This is really good. Just to kind of tell the audience here, when I started looking at the behaviors of people in the UN, the WEF and so forth, and world leaders who would just forsake the welfare of their own population, like in Britain, where they said, well, we're going away from fossil fuels and 10,000 people are going to freeze to death this winter. And they're putting that out there in the media. And I'm thinking, what depraved indifference? I mean, and Biden, you know, turning his back on Ohio in favor of Ukraine. And I'm looking at all these behaviors, and I just surmise that, okay, to them, we're dead. I'll tell you the hypothetical construct I've put together. It's hypothetical that the fallen angels' DNA survived I think they embedded themselves in the European aristocracy, and this is why the king and queen or the princess of one country had to marry someone of another country to try to keep that DNA as intact as possible. And this explains, I think, why they're trying to wipe out humanity. We got to exterminate 90 to 95% of the human race is what they often put into print. I mean, it's there for everyone to see. And I'm thinking, well, who would do that to their own? And I'm thinking, well, if it's a separate DNA entity, if these are really the fallen angel remnants, then we, as the soul-driven properties of the Lord, we're the target. We're the enemy. And now, all of a sudden, it makes sense. And like I said, it's just a hypothetical construct, but it's the only thing that starts to make sense to me about the insane path we're on right now, where we could destroy the world through a needless war in Ukraine, but it would serve the purpose of wiping out most of humanity.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you, some of the things that you're saying here, Dave, my wife just played for me a video by Rabbi Mizrahi out of New York. Now, Rabbi Mizrahi is a very, very famous Orthodox Israeli rabbi. He lives in New York now, but he's born in Israel. In fact, I got an email from one of his students, 10 years ago. And he had ended up believing Yeshua or Jesus to be the Messiah as a result of the way I taught. And he said, if more Jews heard the way you believe, he said, more of us would probably believe Jesus as well. But anyway, he actually comes in, like I said, he's very prominent, very well known, followed by hundreds of thousands of people. He came out just recently and he published and he started talking about idol worshipers. And when he comes down to the end of this, he puts it like this, and he saw him, and he includes Christians. He said there's two billion Christians or something like that, and he names the different Hindus and different religions. He said, in essence, 6.2 billion Amalekites, he said, according to Torah law, must be killed. Now, when you say these family lines that are born too, Dave, I remember speaking to the Russian advisor to the president, and we were discussing the meeting that Putin had with Queen Elizabeth back years ago. He said that he knew Putin personally very well. He knew him. And he said to me, he said, Putin talked about her shape-shifting and scaring the heebie-jeebies out of him. Now, I've been told that it's not that they literally, that their form of their body changes, but what it is they're able to cause the human brain to see them in a different form. That's actually how that's done. And that can be done even on the massive scale. They can make one person see it, or they could make everybody standing there watching see this. Now, I don't know how that works, if that's true or not. That's just things that I'm being told.
Well, let me ask you this. What's the illusion here? Is it the reptile appearance or the human appearance?
It's to make, that's a good one right there. Are they really reptiles just walking around giving the entire world the human body? It's supposed to be the other way around, because they're not full reptilian. They're, again, it's a Nephilim bloodline, and so they're in part reptilian, and so they have that ability to be able to do that, which kind of brings another one. I'll just throw this in here. I don't know why I want to say this, Dave, but I'll just say this.
Okay.
This was a weird thing, and this, our intelligence community, it really freaked us out. I'll say it like this here. You have the former defense minister of Canada that says that Americans have been working with aliens and secret bases and also in off-world places. I actually am aware of these things as well. You have Chaim Meshed, the former Israeli head of the Israeli space program, that has also confirmed the same thing. Now, I know that that's kind of part of what they call the Disclosure Project. They're allowing these things to come out like that. But these two very high-ranking officials have said it. I have heard this for years now, that this is the case. Now, I say this because what happened, we had the situation at Dulce, and this is where we work with reptilian entities. Literally, they look like a lizard head, but they have like a more of a human, muscular, very muscular body. They run around about 9 foot tall, that type of thing there. Their reproductive systems are the same as ours, etc. But they've got a very nasty attitude. And we were having a meeting, and I actually had this confirmed, not just with my own source there, but I actually had this confirmed with a Navy SEAL that was in one of those meetings, very high ranking. He is a high ranking officer of a Navy SEAL team there that had to go to one of those meetings there. So he could confirm that what I knew about this was true. But the thing was, though, is that they said in the meeting to the American delegation that was there, they said, look, if we wanted to, we could come above ground and put every one of you into a paralysis sleep state and kill everybody in your country in one night. Now, whether or not that's really true or not, who really knows? But it freaked out our government so bad that they said that we began to do research, got the scientists from the Pentagon. Is this really true? Well, come to find out, Dave, we found out there is a part in our human brain, because like when you go to sleep at night, there's a part of you that goes for just a brief period, you go into what we call a sleep paralysis.
Yes.
And they found out that can be manipulated. Now, if you've ever had any kind of encounter, and I've known people that have, I know what they're talking about, that when you have these encounters, they'll talk about that suddenly they become totally paralyzed and can do nothing. And that's what it is. They have the ability to control that part in your brain to where they can just freeze you up and you can't do nothing about it.
I'm aware that we've done experiments in sleep paralysis state and we can induce fake alien abductions, but when the person awakens, they can't tell the difference between truth or fiction. On this, I'm well aware of that. I have a pretty extensive background in psychology. I've taught it from everything from high school to postgraduate, and so I'm well aware of sleep paralysis and what can be done. I also think there's a quantum effect with our brain too, where we can travel to other dimensions and know things that we don't get from our three senses, which helps explain, I think, words of knowledge and so forth. But yeah, the brain is a lot different than we think. If I don't do this, we're never going to get this part done. We got to have you back. We are in the middle of such an interesting story here, but we're going to have to continue. But people are going to say, okay, I've heard of Stephen, but I'm not as familiar with him as I want to be, or it might be the first time they've ever tuned into this program. We get a lot of that. And they're going to want to know more about you. So give a little, you've kind of alluded to it in this interview, but give a little resume here and also to how people can follow you.
The background that I have, Dave, is that back from, and I didn't disclose this for many, many, many years, but from 1983 to 1991, I had worked with the CIA on multiple projects over that 7-year course period there. I was basically a flunky coming in. I didn't know anything, but maybe that was the advantage. I was placed certain places, things like that. But that's how I got connected in the intel community early on in life. Made a lot of connections. And then, you know, because of some of the things they did, you know, I ended up leaving the intel community. Thank God for that, because it really spared my own life for down the road. As I've, you know, then of course I went into private business, things like that for many years. And then I started Israeli News Live. Oh gosh, I want to say, we didn't call it Israeli News Live in the beginning. We just called it the Noon Institute. That's where we do biblical research or ancient document research type thing, because I'm studied in that. I've studied the Hebrew language at Christian College in the United States, also at Olpan in Israel, and even Hebrew University. As well. So I have an extensive background in the Hebrew language. So that's why I studied documents more related to that. And so going into that. But if they want to contact us, the easiest way is just IsraeliNewsLive.org is our website. And anything else Israeli News Live, we're on YouTube, iConnectFX.com, which if you need another language, you can hear us, not just subtitles, but literally hear us in Russian, Hebrew,
German. I know. I was on your show.
Yes.
It was interesting to hear
me
speak.
Like
hear me speak Hebrew. That was amazing. That was absolutely an amazing experience to hear yourself speak that. I was fluent in German as a kid because that's where my dad's side of the family's from, and we had relatives living with us. I've lost most of it as an adult because I haven't used it. But Hebrew? No. Russian? No. Just niet is what I would say. But that is an amazing experience. But I think it's so wise that you do that because you're bringing the word of knowledge here to people who wouldn't otherwise be exposed to it. I think that's brilliant.
Yes, and that's one reason why we don't put all of our work on iConnect, and we don't translate everything on there, but things like the interview we did with you, Dave, we felt that it was so important that people be able to hear this in their native language. And the accuracy is, I think the accuracy is 95%, so it's not 100% foolproof unless we were to have someone that could edit in those languages, but just the AI system. And this is actually developed by an engineer for the government. So our own government uses this same technology and platform. And it's the only platform in the world you can
I
hear
think it's
that on.
fantastic. We are flat out of time. We're up against it, but I want to thank you for coming on. But I want to continue this discussion because I feel like we're in the middle of an interesting book here and we don't want to put it down. So I'll be in touch with you to come back on. And on behalf of my audience, I want to thank you, Stephen Bannoun, for coming on the Common Sense Show.
Thank
Take
you.
care.